This story starts with a demographic puzzle. Take the rate of natural increase of the population. It's about 1% per year. That's births minus deaths. Then compare that to the growth rates of Northwest tribes over the past decade. Depending on the tribe, it can be twice or three times as high. So what's going on here? Enrolling in a tribe is not like immigrating to another country. It's also not like joining the Elks Club. Tribal citizenship is based on bloodlines. The swelling membership of the Tulalip tribes, based near Everett, Washington, is a point of pride for tribal member and state representative John McCoy. He says improved health care and an above-average birth rate are at play.
We're living longer. Our babies are surviving birth.
McCoy says another reason for growth, more jobs on reservations led by tribal gaming.
So we have our peoples coming back from other states. Okay, they're coming home because there is an economy.
These new tribal members were already eligible, but for whatever reason, they didn't enroll before. At Tulalip, it adds up to a 22% growth rate over the past decade. Some other tribes are much higher, and some of those have felt the need to tighten enrollment criteria to control burgeoning growth. The biggest motive appears to be financial. For example, Western Washington's Puyallup tribe currently pays each enrolled man, woman, and child $2,000 per month in profit sharing. Members of the Puyallup tribe voted to clamp down on new enrollments in 2005. Like the Puyallups, the Grand Ronde tribe in Western Oregon operates a successful casino. Grand Ronde tribal members have revisited their enrollment standards three times since 1999. The most recent election was a couple months ago. Tribal members voted to keep strict enrollment standards in place. Before the vote, tribal member D. Edwards posted a tearful YouTube video about how technicalities in the rules split her family and cut out her grandchildren.
And Kai is the one that came to me and asked why they wouldn't let her be an Indian when we were at the last meeting. And, you know, I tell her she is an Indian. I tell her it doesn't matter, but we all know it really does.
Former tribal council member Andy Jenness of Eugene taped that video. He favors a looser standard that wouldn't split families.
The amount of growth that was acceptable to me is that of natural birth and the tribe growing at the natural rate, whatever that is. And if that means that I have less in my per capita check, so be it.
But other members wrote letters and posted online to warn about opening the floodgates of tribal membership. Over the years, people have complained about tribal jumpers. Those are parents or children whose heritage includes connections to multiple tribes. Jumping refers to relinquishing citizenship in one tribe to switch to a richer one. If too many people do that, though, it can dilute the profit-sharing checks or strain services at the tribe everyone wants to get into. The late 1990s, early 2000s saw the peak of transfers to wealthier tribes, that according to people in tribes which lost members, such as the Skokomish or Nez Perce. There are other tribes where growth has petered out. For example, the Colville Confederated Tribes in northeast Washington. There the issue is that enrollment is flatlining, according to tribal council member Ricky Gabriel. He's proposing a referendum to relax the blood requirement in the tribal constitution so more children of mixed marriages can enroll.
I've had a lot of very positive. The elders are extremely happy about this because they're pushing so hard. They're seeing their grandchildren not be able to be enrolled.
Enrollment in the tribe currently requires a minimum of one quarter Colville blood. But when you have intermarriage, it dilutes the Colville blood. It takes just a couple of generations for that to become a problem. The proposed referendum would change the rules to count any Indian blood toward the minimum. Across the Cascade Range, enrollment standards have become the source of bitter disagreement at the Snoqualmie tribe. Citizenship there requires a minimum of 1/8 Snoqualmie blood. In 2008, right before its casino opened, the tribal government reviewed its rolls and kicked out dozens of its citizens.
And the people who got disenrollments sent me their letters. They're all certified,
including
letters.
Carolyn Lubinow.
You just go to the mailbox one day and here's a letter. We have considered requests by members under 1/8 Snoqualmie blood for meetings with.
At her dining room table in Maple Valley, Washington, Lubinow rereads her banishment letter. She says her blood is more than 1/8 Snoqualmie. And she says the decision to kick her out was incorrect and unjust. and adds her ancestors would have been appalled by the whole thing.
You know, my grandmother and great-grandmother, they didn't even probably know fractions. They had no idea what a fraction was. Everybody was equal. Everybody helped each other. Mm-hmm. Everybody was treated the same.
Lubenow supports changing the enrollment standard to lineal descent and getting rid of blood quantums altogether. The Tulalips and Puyallups are examples of other tribes that have already done that. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.